Nolte, Bill Kristol launches The Bulwark with a Lie. By John Nolte on January 9, 2019. With most of his money coming from far-left billionaire Piero Midyar, Never Trump dead-ender Bill Kristol decided to put the bull in Bulwark by launching his new website with a heaping helping of fake news. With a ton of aid and comfort from the gangsters at CNN and the serial liars at The Washington Post, The Bulwark officially launched this week with the promise to conserve conservatism by fighting the bad orange man using the same guys who tanked the 23-year-old Weekly Standard last December. Naturally, The Bulwark launched with one of those very special kind of lies meant to assure the establishment media that The Bulwark is one of them. In the club, reporting for duty, oh, and if you could invite us over for some cable news hits that would be great 'cause we're dying over here. Referring to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, The Bulwark story is titled How Ock Owns the Cons. And while the story is composed with that well-honed tone of superior snobbery that defines Never Trump, in its defense, it is really, really long, nearly 900 words. Without question, though, the article's greatest achievement is how it managed to publish all those words without ever once justifying its own headline. The premise is that Alexandria Cortez owned all those bitter and angry cons who expressed outrage over an old video of the It Girls socialist dancing as a college student. Those still eager to be misled by the dregs of the Weekly Standard were told this. Leave aside for the moment that the video is from college, not high school, the only person who looks like a clueless nitwit here is the anonymous mouth breather who doesn't recognize a cleverly made homage to a classic 80s movie. And this wasn't the first time that conservatives have been left sputtering with misplaced anger over Ock. The hundreds and hundreds of words that follow make for a tasty salad. But nowhere does this country club newsletter serve up even a single example of a sputtering conservative. And that's because there were no conservatives sputtering over a video of a cute college girl behaving like a cute college girl. In fact, there's no proof anywhere that a single one of Alexandria Cortez's critics reacted to the now-deleted video in a manner different from mine. Obviously, The Bulwark is not interested in facts. The site's only goal is to ape and pay tribute to their benefactors in the anti-Trump media who, surprise surprise, spread the same debunked lie.